Today's scripture reading is from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 14 through 18. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She rises while it's still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Happy Mother's Day.
What a beautiful day it is. You know, in the past week we had like wind and rainy. Yeah, God is good all the time. Today we are having a special guest speaker, Amelia Atnick, one of our beautiful young moms from our congregation. Amelia is a passionate life coach and yoga teacher. She uses her spiritual intuition, understanding of the human mind, and a passion for living life to the fullness to allow women to reclaim and step into their power through her life coaching program. She brings the transformative power of yoga to beginners seeking a solid foundation and to experienced practitioners looking to deepen their practice. Amelia opened the Soul Space Center in 2023 with intention of inspiring, teaching, and healing others through wellness activities. Her offerings include one-on-one life coaching, private yoga, and then a Reiki section, studio classes, corporate wellness events, and the children's program. Actually, one of our Martha Soku group, you know, one time, you know, Amelia was invited and she offered awesome yoga class. I'm so excited to listen to her message today. So let us welcome Amelia with a warm round of applause.
Hello, good morning. Thank you, Pastor Julie, for such a warm introduction. And that was a great prayer this morning too. It really spoke to everything that I'm speaking about today. So the message today is titled, From Serving to Rising, The Evolution of a Mother's Voice. Good morning and happy Mother's Day. I do want to acknowledge that this day can also be hard for some, but happy for others. So I'd like to open with a prayer. Loving God, thank you for the gift of motherhood in all of its forms. Thank you for the unseen labor, the quiet sacrifices, and the immeasurable love poured out daily. I pray today for every woman who has ever felt invisible, lost, or silenced. Remind her that her voice still matters. Give her strength, give her peace, and give her permission to rise into all that you have called her to be. Amen. I am so, so honored to be here today. Not just as somebody who loves Jesus and loves this church, but as a mom. And I am also very grateful to have my own mom here, Nancy, and her best friend, Jeannie, who I call my other mother, here with us today. As most of you know, I have two young girls, Olivia, who is 4 years old, and Marky, who turns one on Friday. So very exciting. And becoming their mother has changed me in more ways than I could have ever imagined. It's made me softer. It's made me stronger. And truthfully, it's also made me lose parts of myself and then go on a mission to find them again. Because if you've ever been a mother or a caregiver, a teacher, or even a nurturer, you know how easy it is to disappear into service, to give and give and give until you're not sure what's left of you. There was a time in April of 2022 when I realized that I was meeting everyone's needs but my own. I was working at all hours to deliver for my extremely demanding corporate job while also trying to be a present parent, a best friend to my partner in life, a responsive and caring child myself, carrying a mental checklist of daily responsibilities in my head, and holding it all together. And somewhere in trying to do all of that, which nobody should be doing or carrying with them, I forgot what my voice sounded like. But God had more for me. And he gently reminded me, you are not only here to serve, but you are also here to rise. And that rising is more than physical. For me, motherhood has been a spiritual and emotional rising. It has been the catalyst that helped me rediscover myself, rediscover what lights me up and follow that flame. It's what has led me to start and own my own business as a yoga teacher and life coach, to walk alongside other mothers as they rise too. Let's look again at Proverbs 31, verses 14 through 18. This woman wakes up early to provide for her family. She's resourceful and wise. She's nurturing and strategic. But what stands out to me is this verse. She considered a field and buys it. Do you know what that means? She invests. She makes decisions. She builds something. She doesn't just serve. She steps into her own authority and into her own voice. She's not just behind the scenes. She's also a visionary, intentional, and bold. And this is the evolution that many mothers go through. We begin in service and we often stay there, but then at a certain point, we're also invited to rise. For me, that rising was tough. It was, like I mentioned, April of 2022, and I was truly a shell of a human being at that time. I was smiling on the outside, but I was a ball of anxiety and anger on the inside. The demands of that corporate job I was talking about were taking up way too much real estate in my mind and at all hours of the day and night. I couldn't shut my brain off, and I also felt that I could just never get all of my work done. And you add that to being a new mom about a year in, struggling with hormone imbalance, confidence, lack of sleep. It just was not a good combination. And I knew that something had to change. As someone who is religious, deeply spiritual, and believes in signs, I like to say that God put an old coworker and a friend in front of me, or on social media. She had been posting about being a life coach and helping women gain clarity, confidence, and change their mindset. So I hopped on a call with her to see what she was all about. During this call, she asked me one question that would change my life. That question was, if nothing were to change in your current situation, where would Amelia be right now? Sorry, I said that wrong. If nothing were to change in your current situation, where would Amelia be a year from now? There we go. And my response came through a flood of tears. And I said, she'd be in therapy and she'd probably be on anti-anxiety medication. 2 days later, I signed up for her six-month life coaching program. And 1 month later, I resigned from that corporate job. I found a new one with a little bit more flexibility. But my life coach helped me rediscover my passions and find clarity around what I wanted my life's purpose to be. I started creating time in my daily life for my passions and people who brought my energy up. I like to call those types of people batteries. And I started decreasing time spent on anything that did not bring me joy or people who brought my energy down. I call those people vacuums. I learned to use my voice to set boundaries in my life. I soon signed up for a five-month, 200-hour yoga teacher training program, something that I'd been wanting to do since 2019. A few weeks after I graduated, I started my own yoga business because why not? I could do anything. I realized that my heart felt full and my spirit was aligned when I was serving and helping others. Yoga is so much more than a physical practice, and being trusted to open that door into the spiritual realm of yoga for so many others made me feel so complete. After building my friend and mom community in Westwood, the town that we live in, I realized that so many other women are silently in the same position that I was in not too long ago. And that's when I decided to build my own life coaching program to help other women and moms rediscover their voice, their passion, and their purpose to rise. Proverbs 31 is a chapter that celebrates feminine strength, intuition, and impact. The woman is not just providing for others. She's also investing in herself. She considers a field and buys it. Buying a field for you could look like going back to school. It could be starting a business. It could be setting boundaries or asking for help. The verse, "Her lamp does not go out at night," for you in this season might be staying up late with a teething baby, or waking up early to carve out time for yourself before the rest of the family starts to stir. That's my personal favorite at the moment. This scripture reading is a reminder to us all, especially to mothers. You are allowed to have a vision and a big dream. You are allowed to grow something of your own. You are allowed to rise. Being a good mother doesn't mean erasing yourself. It means showing your children what it looks like to both serve and to rise, to love others and to love yourself even more, to be both humble and be bold. So to every mother and every woman listening today, your voice matters. Your gifts matter. Your dreams, your healing, your confidence, they matter too. Like the woman in Proverbs, you are already strong. You are already resourceful. You are already capable of building something beautiful. You don't have to choose between being selfless and being self-aware. You are allowed to consider your field, to make choices that align with your purpose. You are allowed to plant vineyards, start businesses, go back to school, write that book, set those boundaries, get that rest. You can serve and rise. You can give and grow. You can be a mother and a dreamer at the same time. Because your voice is still inside of you and God isn't done using it. Motherhood is not the end of your voice. It's the amplifier. Amen.